say steam, something, I don't know what to say. Chimney. Or, steeple. Stack. Some kind of stack.
Alright.
I don't know what kind. I just know it's some kind of smokestack.
Okay.
Smokestack.
Alright, what is the shelf above the fireplace?
Mantel.
Alright. And the big round piece of wood that you might put in the back that would burn all night? A big round thing?
Hickory log? I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't know. What would burn all night?
Okay.
It burns continuously?
Well, it's so big that it would hold the heat all night and keep the house warm all night. Just a name for a big piece of wood.
God, a hickory log.
Okay. What would you use to start a fire with? The small pieces of wood?
Duraflames.
Well,
that's what I started with. That's how we're gonna start our this one with. Would you use some of them have gas starters and chips, like would it be the same thing you'd start a fire with outside? Newspaper maybe? People start with newspaper? I don't know.
I guess so. Did you ever hear of lightered or lightwood?
Yeah, I've heard of lightwood, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Lightered, I've never heard of.
What is the black stuff that forms in the
soot?
All right. And what's left in the fireplace when the
ashes?
All right. What color are the ashes?
Grayish black, charcoal color.
Okay. What do you call that sort of thing that one person would sit in?
Chair.
Okay. And what do you call the sort of thing that you and I are sitting
Sofas, in? Sofas, couches.
Any other terms for that?
Or a divan.
All right.
Sofas, couches, divans.
Have you ever heard of a dabinet?
No.
Okay.
No. Heard of a campaign sofa.
What? What's a campaign sofa?
It's a style I read about.
Oh,
that's all.
Mm-hmm. Why do they call it that?
I'm not sure. Other than if it's something like it's larger than a day bed, you know. You know what a daybed is?
What is a daybed?
A daybed is very ambiguous when I ask you a question. A daybed is like a something to rest on during the day. It's mm-hmm. where it got its name. It's very small, half sofa like. Mm-hmm. But a campaign sofa is on a larger scale than a daybed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it got its name from maybe they were resting on it during the day too, mm-hmm. during the campaigns.
Okay.
They would
catnap on. What do you call a sofa that makes up into a bed, a full size bed?
Sofa bed.
Okay. Does love seat mean anything to you?
Yes, uh-huh.
What's that?
It's a much shorter sofa. Only two people could sit on a love seat.
Does it matter whether it's all overstuffed or whether it's partly wood? Would it still be a sofa?
No, if it's wood, it's a bench.
Mm-hmm. Well, suppose the cushions are padded and then the back was wood. The back and the arms were wood.
That's really too formal to be a love seat. If it's what I'm thinking, you're thinking of like a settee or something, a settee, whatever you call those things.
Okay. Now, you mentioned saying chester drawers instead of chest of drawers. What is a chest of drawers exactly?
Exactly what it says. It's a chest of drawers.
Does it have a mirror?
Doesn't have to have a mirror. No, those are dressers.
Okay.
A dresser has a mirror. Chest of drawers does not have a mirror attached to the chest.
Any other terms for the thing with the mirror?
Bureau? Oh, with the drawer. I'm sorry, the mirror. I'm sorry.
Is bureau without a mirror?
Bureau is more or less without a mirror, all right. I think. Mm-hmm. Dressers. No.
Okay. What is a general name for all these sorts of things in a house? Sofa, chairs?
Furniture.
Okay, good. And the things that you mentioned that hang at the window?
Chairs or drapes or
shades.
Window shades.
On rollers. Okay. What about the things with slats?